Hello everyone. Today we are discussing about viruses. So the term virus is from Latin language and its meaning is poisonous fluid. This term was coined by Louis Pasteur for an unknown agent causing disease. The study of virus is called virology. It is a very important branch of molecular biology. W.M. Stanley was the American microbiologist, is known as father of virology. Viruses are very small and infective particles. They are primarily made up of nucleic acids and protein. These are considered as the connecting link between living and non-living beings. Viruses are generally considered as non-living due to complete absence of metabolism and self-governed reproductive machinery in them. Some biologists consider them alive as they have the capability to utilize the machinery of other cell or host cell for reproductive purpose. At the time of reproduction, they change the stable condition of host cell and thus they produce disease in them. Because of their doubtful biological status, viruses are considered as an exceptional to the cell theory, so they are not covered in the cell theory. Some general characteristics of viruses. First, they are ultra microscopic, means we cannot see through the lab microscope or clinical microscope. We have to require electron microscope to visualize the virus. Disease producing obligate intracellular, means they are live inside the cell, so they are intracellular parasites. They cannot be reproduced outside the host cell, so they require host cell for reproduction. They are so small that they can pass through a bacterial filter. They have very basic structure, having a nucleic acid wrapped in a protein coat. They don't have a proper cellular organizations and their own metabolic machinery, so they do not have metabolism. They multiply within the host cell by utilizing the material of host cell. Their multiplication in general involves either virulent lytic phase or non-virulent lysogenic phase or both. They cannot survive outside the host cell, so they are not capable of growth or reproduction outside the host cell. They are very specific in action. The target organ or the organization or the animal of the virus is always fixed. They are generally remain unaffected by antimicrobial compound like antibiotics. They can be represent or they can be preserved as crystal outside the host cell. So they can form crystal outside the host cell. Their infertility is restricted even in their crystalline form. They may undergo mutations via making changes in their nucleic acid structures. So that's all for today. Thank you for listening me. Have a good day.